The Drives podcast is presented by Disability Advantage Group. Need help applying for Social Security, disability benefits? One call does it all. Call Disability Advantage Group at 865-566-0800 or visit dag-us.com.
Check.
How much do you pay for a haircut, Bear?
Yeah. 20 with a tip.
20 bucks?
Yeah.
I mean, do the supercuts, do they give you a lollipop when you're done, too?
Like no, I don't go to supercuts.
Stamp his card.
We've talked about it. I go to one of the oldest barbershops in Knoxville.
Yeah.
That's how I knew
But you always wear a hat, so what's the point?
You sit there for 20 minutes and wait for them to...
Because I'm always coming from the other place. Mother job, and my hair is like...
The three of us have outstanding, full, lush heads of hair.
Yeah.
We don't trust that to just anybody.
You're uglier than a bag of broken doorknobs.
Well, that's kind of...
Uncalled for. I mean, I feel like we're pretty good-looking dudes.
We didn't even make fun of
you. Old dead eyes over here? Dexter? Yeah. He's the kind of guy I've warned all my nieces about as they were growing up. You stay away from that dead-eyed-looking guy over there.
Pewitt.
I mean, Parker is definitely the guy in the corner at the bar, just kind of like not
a handful
drinking.
Of rope and all.
He's got like a glass of more water, please. No, I'm good.
Club
just
soda
like
with
staring
a twist.
At everybody
with no affect.
Who's the guy in the corner? He's just staring at everybody.
It's freaking Parker over here,
who's
our serial killer.
Why is he following me to my car?
Yeah. Can you help me put this couch in my windowless van? No, it'll go easier if maybe you get in and I push it in toward you.
The candy is free. Yeah.
All right, welcome in. Happy Friday. It's The Drive, Fox Sports Knoxville. Roger Federer has vanquished Rafa Nadal. Did you realize that was their first meeting at Wimbledon since 2008? It's been 11 years.
Wow.
Was it their first time meeting in the semis? Haven't they usually had them on to where they wouldn't meet up till the finals usually?
Yeah. Well, I mean, Djokovic is kind of the new number one now. So these guys are.
What were these old guys? I mean, we can call them the old dudes now, right? Nadal and Federer.
Roger Federer is 37 years old. I don't think that's very old in my book. He's in his prime. I mean, what are you, old guys? I mean,
yeah.
Rafa's just a baby. He's 33.
Rafi's 33?
Yeah, that's old in that sport, man.
Got his whole life ahead of him.
That's old in that sport.
Nah.
I think once you're into your mid to late 20s on the women's side, you're old.
Have you seen this poll? The poll is in the field, Bear.
What poll?
1 in 8 men in a UK survey think that they could win a point against Serena Williams.
1 in 8. Is this in Great Britain?
In the UK, yeah.
In the UK, United Kingdom, that's it's Great Britain. 1 in 8 men are probably huffing gasoline.
Are they huffing behind the big lots on Chapman Highway in South Knoxville?
I mean, they might be. There is no way. I mean, who's the – people don't – I mean, it's kind of like people that
–
you that think you could hit a major league pitcher.
People,
until you stand in there, you have
no
idea
totally
how
different.
Hard
– That's apples and oranges. I think 1 in 8 probably could. If you're a man that plays tennis, we're just talking about point, not a game.
Like a club
a point.
Against Serena Williams?
Yes. That could absolutely happen. She herself said in an interview, I think it was with David Letterman like 10, 15 years ago, she said like if she played Andy Murray, who wasn't even number one, right? He was just the best.
Oh, yeah, Andy Murray,
not
killer.
Andy Roddick. Who wasn't even a number one ranked player. He was just the best American at that time. But she said if she played him, she wouldn't win a point.
No, she wouldn't.
Men are bigger and stronger than women. If you're a man, generally speaking, if you're a man that plays tennis at all, like you're just, you know, you go to the country club or whatever. I don't know where men play tennis, but.
Yeah, you do. Don't act like you don't.
Lie. You and Parker sneak out. And
I mean, I don't know.
You always wanted to be tennis guy. You told me.
You would do a tennis show.
When I was younger, yes. I'd like to, but I mean, hell, I would still love to be a tennis guy, but I'm just not. I'm 38. I've come to terms with my stunning lack of athletic talent and gift.
I think you could beat everybody from station.
Most men. I think I could get a point against Serena.
Could you score a point on Nate, who played tennis in college?
Yeah. A point, yeah. I mean, he beat me 6-0, 6-0.
You think you could score 1 point against
Nate? And she would probably beat me 6-0, 6-0 too, but I think I could win points. I think I could win multiple points.
On the serve or just getting lucky and get sticking your racket out there and the ball hits?
Yeah, I mean, I'd probably just be poking her serve back to her, you know, hoping she hits it in the net or something like that.
I did it!
Everybody, I don't know. I wouldn't stand across and have a man or a woman, a professional tennis player, smashing a tennis ball at me at like close to 100 miles an hour. I mean, the men hit it what, like 130?
130, yeah.
What Serena hit it?
What's Serena serve at, Parker?
It's pretty good.
Up near 115, 120 miles an hour? Yeah, I mean, it'd be hard.
That would leave one hell of a mark, as we say, Russ. Yeah.
I'd just swing and miss.
Me, that thing would bounce about 10 feet in front of me, and then it would drill me right between the eyes, and I would have a bruise for at least 3 to 4 weeks that you would make fun of me every day about.
The money that I would pay to see that.
What do you think, Trey? 1 point.
Ain't no way I could do it. I'll go ahead and tell you.
Two sets, 6-0, 6-0.
I could get a point on Parker.
She's going to beat you. No, we're talking about Serena Williams.
I don't know.
Best women's player in the history of the game.
I might be able to get one back.
I bet you $20 you couldn't score a point on Parker.
Oh, really?
Just straight up, yeah. I've seen your knee, man.
Who cares? I'll get a point back. All I got to do is stand there and hit it back to him. He'll screw up.
I won't hit it to you.
Damn it. Yeah, you got to hit it in my square.
I mean, for everybody listening, I'm not picking Trey like Lattimore'd his knee.
Yeah, I don't have any.
I'm just stating facts here. I'm not trying
no
to be a jerk, but
he's got a bum
you're
wheel.
The guy. Yeah, I mean, you're the guy that can. You got to be careful so how you step.
It is probably. I mean, it's between the two of you, like gimpiest. No offense, gimpiest guy at the station, Trey or Bear.
I'm still.
Do we have anybody
else? I'm still
else
extremely
in the running
dangerous.
There?
See, I think with Bear would just pop up and just sit in the square. And just try to wait on it to come right across the net and just like slam it back home.
No, God, no. I've gotten.
You're saying he'd be a serve and volley man.
Yeah.
Pop the serve in and amble up there to the net.
Yeah. Just wait for it.
Get that thing rammed right back in my face at about 100 miles an hour.
Just hold it up right in front of your face. You could do it. I believe.
I'd like
you
to be like Serena's mixed doubles partner
or a ball boy.
Do you think, Parker, if we were playing a fan-run doubles tournament, do you think you could drag Bear or Trey to the championship? Are you that good that, like, you could just
–
like, you might run into, like – well, I mean, you got Nate. He's a good player. Like, Houston looks like a tennis guy. He could probably pick it up pretty
Houston
quickly.
Houston, Renly Baratheon, yeah.
I think me and Parker could beat you and Russell.
You, Trey
– me and Parker.
And Parker against me and Bear?
Yeah.
It might be fun.
Dude, Trey, I'm probably tripping you on the way out to
probably
the court.
Probably so. I know this. But still, I mean, if I can
I'm
just,
zinging a racket.
You know,
I don't know.
Speaking of trippy people, this Grayson Allen guy, can we go ahead and just get to this
I
right off
send
the top
him
here
to Iraq like Marshall Henderson.
I'd just like to take him out back and just beat the
How many
crap
times
out
did he trip people while he was at Duke?
At least
twice, maybe three times.
Oh, no. It was way more than that.
Yeah.
Did you listen to the actual call of the game by
Dockage? It was great.
And who's the other guy on there?
Was
with
it Dan Dockage doing
it?
Dan Dockage.
Oh, that's fantastic. Yeah. No, I listen. There's like a. So, for those of you who don't know what we're talking about, Grayson Allen, one of the most punchable faced Duke players, that's really
the
saying
most.
Something.
The most.
Over the years, they're playing Summer League against the Celtics. Grayson Allen's with the Grizzlies now. And Grayson Allen fighting through a pick set by our Grant Williams just gets all Duke entitled. Pissy rich boy, like flings him, like basically flings him to the ground, man.
Yeah.
Which I mean, think about how hard you'd have to, you know, hit Grant Williams,
6 foot five,
to put him on the floor.
Pound Grant Williams. It was Ryan, is it Rocco, and Dockett were on the call.
So they call the technical foul on Grayson, and you got to go and watch this. It's all over the internet now. It's like a 5 minute clip, and. You know, they're talking about, like, look, this kid's a punk, man. He's a punk. Get him out of there. And so they give him the technical, the flagrant. Grant goes to the line, makes one or two free throws. Very next play, Celtics get the ball after the flagrant, and Grant sets another hard screen on Grayson Allen. It's not personal. It's basketball. Like, it's just he's not looking on the low block. He's not looking for Grayson Allen. He's running the Celtics system, and Grayson Allen just happens to be the guy he's screening. Screens him hard, screen and roll type thing. He gets the ball back, and as he's going up for a dunk, Grayson Allen just like clobbers him over the head, like not even going for the ball, just total punk move.
Yeah.
And if he does this to anybody, I'm convinced. If he does this to anybody,
what happens
other
if he does
than
that to Draymond?
Nice guy Grant Williams? Oh, he's getting about 10 of his teeth knocked down his throat.
I mean, hell, even if you want to admiral,
which I'm convinced, and you know me, Bear.
I think Kyle would be the one.
I'm a peaceful guy. I'm not a violent person, but this dude just needs his ass kicked. I mean, is there any way, like, this would all come to an end if somebody would just take him outside and give him a two-piece and a biscuit?
The stuff that I'm going to butcher his name, Ryan Rocco and Dockett were saying, it's just, I mean, they took Duke to task. They took them out for a walk.
Do you think this has happened, though? Like, do you think he's really got his ass whipped by somebody on the courts?
No.
That's
like
what
a private
needs
court
to happen.
Somewhere,
no,
you know,
it clearly hasn't. Otherwise, he wouldn't be acting like this. No.
Yeah.
Somebody needs to walk up and punch him, just like punch him dead off in the mouth, like bust his lips. Break his chiclets.
But what, he's not even thinking. How does he think he's going to make an NBA roster?
He's not. I think that's why it
plays
out, because he gets angry because he's – I mean, Grant showed him out, especially on that one play where – the last one.
Where he slung him down?
No.
Grant
just handled him, turned around and was getting ready to dunk.
Grant Williams, by the way, last night, 21 points in 21 minutes. Of action for the Celtics summer league.
Continuing his point-a-minute average.
He's going to be really good. I mean, I don't know. Maybe we should preface this at summer league. But it seems to me like he's
everybody in Boston,
well.
Like if you listen or pay attention to any of the Boston, I mean, they're in love with him up there.
But they're going to find out, man. I mean, he's one of the most
he's
lovable
steal
players.
Of the draft, yeah.
And on the other side of that, Grayson Allen. You said it's the most punchable face.
Punchable Duke face ever, other than Rat Boy himself.
Is it the most punchable face in sports? Where does it rank? Who has – because we
on
talked
the Mount
about
Rushmore.
This. Like Philip Rivers, we
He's
talked about him
there.
Earlier, the very punchable
Tom
face.
Tom Brady. Like Brady like makes the back of my neck itch. I'd like to slap him across the face.
About Tyler Herrow. Saw him play on very punchable face.
Yeah, he's very punchable. But
he's Kentucky Grayson Allen.
I mean, Jordan and Jordan kind of punked him. Really, it was more Bowden. They can't guard me. And then Barnes put Bowden on him. He didn't score another point the rest of the game.
Yeah.
That's tough. I'm trying to think of like a, I don't know, Ryan Lochte.
Yeah, he's kind of punchable. Yeah. He's a swimmer. He's a Florida guy.
Yeah.
Go Gator. He'd fake it until you robbed him.
Yeah, very, very punchable face. Most of those swimmers, if we're being honest, have punch. Even Michael Phelps to a certain extent, like, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, come on, let's be honest.
God bless Michael Phelps, though.
Yeah.
The best quote out of last night from that Dockett said, it's just tiresome. It's just tiresome. Let's be honest. Duke defended him ad nauseum. Oh, my gosh, yes, was the response. I mean, it was a bad look for Duke.
I'm sure Coach K turned the channel.
He probably tried to call some. Tell him not to say that.
Just needs to be slapped around a little bit. All right, so let's put some polls in the field here, right off the top.
Most punchable face.
I want your most punchable face in sports. Joakim Noah. Oh, a good one, Parker. Very punchable face.
Oh, I love C.J. Watson.
Although let's be honest about this. If he weren't our guy. What would you think of Dane Bradshaw if he played for Kentucky?
Duh.
Oh, he would have been like, he'd be on the list. I would have probably done some kind of Santeria ritual.
I love Dane Bradshaw, man. I honestly do.
There's a reason why Gators and Wildcats
despise
him.
He got it where, I mean, he was that guy on the road.
I mean, there's always that one guy on almost.
Marshall Henderson?
Marshall.
I love Marshall.
You know Marshall who else loved Marshall Henderson? Was Konzo Martin, apparently.
Marshall Henderson was fun, though. Marshall Henderson was – you turned on Ole Miss basketball to
Deuces.
Watch him play.
Yeah.
Who are some Tennessee players that
would be punchable face if they weren't Tennessee players?
What about quarterbacks?
Probably Peyton Manning.
Skylar McBee.
Casey Clawson back in the day.
No, I'd be scared he has some serial killer look to him. He reminds me of Parker.
Old Frosted Tips?
Yeah.
There's nothing scary about him unless you're playing football against him.
Most punchable face, and then I want you to be honest. When you step up to the Fox Sports Knox Twitter poll, you're on the Fox Sports Knoxville lie detector machine here. You've got sodium
pentothal.
Pentothal coursing through your veins. Could you win a point in tennis against Serena Williams?
No.
Do you think you could win a point?
No.
Who out of our list? I wonder if our listeners need to be honest.
Yeah.
Like there's some that there's just no way.
I think most people will be. I mean, it's a Twitter poll. It's not like you can flex your muscle and say, like, what's the what's the point in lying on a Twitter poll?
I don't think I know.
It happens, but I'd like to think it's a small minority of knuckleheads.
Would never want to return just to stand there and let her hit a tennis ball.
I mean, you're far away, man. Like if you're getting hit by a serve by her or any man, I mean, it's kind of your fault. Like, you should have plenty of time to step out of the way.
How far is it?
You'll be all right, Barry.
Like 60 feet?
It's far enough.
According to our tennis expert, it's pretty far.
Look it up. Tennis court dimensions. If you're just standing there getting drilled by
just a small ball
by somebody's serve, then that's on you. You're either having vision issues or you are just the slowest, least nimble person imaginable.
78 feet.
I mean, that's plenty of time, right?
Let me ask you this: how much do they have to pay you to be the guy that stands behind the players on the wall,
like the ball boy?
Yeah.
I would have done that for free when I was a kid.
Yeah, when I was a kid, I would have. There's been a couple times these guys
take shots right to the cojones.
Yeah, I mean, I'd zone out and be thinking about something else.
Yeah, it's because they're not watching. Like, if you're paying attention like you should be. Now, I tell you what is dangerous is to be the kid, the kids at the net. And you're like on one knee in front of the net.
Oh, good point.
Now, a pro is probably not going to hit you like that, but I mean, even pro golfers shank one from time to time. I mean, that would be a little worrisome.
Most insane fans have to be the people that, like, say Tiger, for instance, has hit it over off,
yeah,
on pine straw.
Oh yeah,
and they'll be in the line of fire, and it's like, I know he's probably 99% not going to hit you, but if he does, you're dead.
You're going to die.
But you got to think, like, if you're one of those people standing, like, forming the column through which he hits his drive, I don't know what it's called or whatever.
Right.
Like, I don't know. You got to think, even if he does wheel it off and nail somebody, like, what are the chances that it's going to be you? Because there's 500 people around you doing
like
the same thing.
It's like playing Russian roulette. I mean, if that thing hits you in the head, you're dead.
Nah. So you want to... You wouldn't stand next to Tiger while he's driving one?
Hell no.
Would you stand in front of him if you thought, 20 yards in front of him? If you thought he can get it over you?
No. I wouldn't.
He can.
I'd be afraid his back would suddenly need a bacchiotomy on his follow through.
Would you hold the tee in your mouth and let him hit a drive off your mouth for $1,000?
No.
Absolutely. Sure. Sign me up.
He's a pro, man. He's not going to smash your jaw.
If he does, you got $1,000 to repair
it. No. $1,000 and guaranteed he's taking care of whatever medical expenses you may have.
Hell no.
Sign me up.
Oh, come on.
Mm-mm.
Bawk, 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 bawk.
Yeah.
Today's the 40th anniversary of the disco riot at Old Comiskey Park in Chicago.
Oh, wow.
I feel like we should be playing disco today.
Okay, let's do it.
Wow.
What's your favorite disco? All I know is the Bee Gees.
That's pretty much all I know. I mean, you had the Bee Gees, the Tramps.
Diana Ross.
Nah, not so much as Donna. Donna Summer's a bigger disco
artist.
Yeah. So.
Were you old enough to go
to a disco? Have you ever been, like,
hell
disco dancing?
How old do you think I am?
What do you mean?
Well, that was 1979. You're 10 years older than me, so you've been, like, 9 years old when that happened.
No.
Really?
I couldn't have. So they, disco.
Disco was completely dead by the mid-80s when you became old enough to go do stuff.
Yeah, by the time 80s. The late 80s was like, I mean, it was Guns N' Roses.
Oh, it wasn't just that. It was Michael Jackson, too.
Well, yeah, but I mean, then you had all those hair bands. I hated hair bands. I mean, like I just did. They were dudes. Yeah, I mean, they had long hair and they wore makeup. To me, it was kind of weird.
Poison? You didn't like Poison?
Hated Poison.
Okay. I'm surprised you didn't go to like a disco, artists. Though.
Oh, I could totally see Baird some platform shoes, little bell bottoms.
Oh, now when I was a little kid, I had a leisure suit. Oh, hell yeah. I mean, that's what all, you know, I mean, it was just, growing up in the 70s was a wacky, wacky time.
I've seen the one picture of you.
You'll never see it again. My family member's been, no, you couldn't. He knows what'll happen.
Little 5-6-year-old bear playing basketball in like the.
It's like 5'10". Looked like I went about, what,
the crotch hugger shorts. Knee-high tube socks.
Oh, that's fantastic.
He had like, who hair was the youngest Brady kid with the big like shell of hair?
I don't know.
If you still had hair like that, you'd be spending $30 to get it cut every 3 or 4 weeks. I guarantee you that.
You can go straight to hell this afternoon. Can't believe you said that.
40 years since the Chicago disco riots. It's also 20 years since the release of one of the films that defined the late 1990s.
Oh.
Turn of the millennium.
Yep.
You know what it is?
Boys in the Hood.
No, Boys in the Hood was,
dang it,
no.
Late 80s.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, it was.
90, 91-ish.
Yeah.
I got in the 90s.
American Pie.
Oh, that's right. I saw an interview with Shannon Elizabeth the other day.
So old.
Where they couldn't get away with doing what they did in that movie.
No.
What? The
secret camera that broadcasted it back to the school, and she was the one who got expelled?
Yeah. Nadia. Oh, man. So she's probably about 40 now, my age.
Which one's better, 40-ish. One or two? Because two remembers when they go to the beach house.
Yeah, I can't really tell the difference. It was a lake house.
Lake house. Well, it looked like it was. Okay. Yeah, lake house.
40 years since the Chicago disco riots, 20 years since American Pie, and just 50 days until Tennessee kicks it off. Oh, against Georgia State. College football season is on the way. Folks, stay right there. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come right back. Open up these phone lines, 865-546-8200. Your number to get on the show. Stay with us. We're back with more right after this.
The Drive.
It's Fox Sports, Knoxville, Russell Smith, Trey Wallace, Ed the Bear, all hanging out with you here on a beautiful Friday afternoon in East Tennessee. Thanks for being along for the ride here. A couple of Ricker Ridge Barbecue smoking hot questions for you. The polls are in the field. We've got two of them for you. First, ladies and gentlemen, 1 in 8 men in the UK say they could win a point in tennis against Serena Williams. Could you win a point against Serena Williams in a game of tennis? So far, 1% of precincts reporting. 78% of the audience says,
certainly not.
22% say, yeah, they could win a point.
That's about what the...
Is that about 1 in 8? Is that what that translates to?
Pretty close. There's 1 out of 8 people that, I mean, maybe the 1 out of 8 is accurate.
And then part two today, who has the most punchable face in sports? Obviously, that's going to have to be a write-in at Fox Sports Knox. Or you could call in today at 546-8200, 546-8200, your number. So far, we've got Grayson Allen, Tyler Harrow, Phillip Rivers, Joakim Noah.
You know what else? I was watching that Last Chance U. You know, that's Malik Henry, that quarterback.
I disagree.
A very punchable face.
Running that mouth.
Totally punchable face.
You just.
I felt bad for that kid.
I didn't feel bad for him at all.
Why?
I
did.
Because his father was insane. That kid should have been playing baseball.
Yeah, I agree with that.
But there's no reason to act like a complete and total clown.
He also did some bad FSU.
What'd he do at FSU?
You gotta do a lot.
There are plenty of people in this world who had bad upbringings, bad father figures, whatever, who know how to treat people decently. You get to be of college age.
Maybe he's matured. He's a starting quarterback in Nevada this year. Or maybe they just need a good arm. Probably just a good arm.
How about Lane Kiffin? and a vote for Lane Kiffin?
No.
On the Twitter machine?
I don't feel
really.
That. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Eh. Pretty punchable face.
You think so?
Sure.
I don't.
I think there are a lot of people who would like to take a swing at Lane Kiffin.
I think there are a lot of people who say they'd like to take a swing at Lane Kiffin, but if Lane wanted them to come hang out with him and party, they'd be all about it.
John Curry.
Here, this might be the best one. Mark writes in, Jay Cutler.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Well, I mean, that's not even fair. We should disqualify anybody from any Vanderbilt. I mean, anybody that went to Vanderbilt.
Well, no, if you got to do that, you got to disqualify the Duke guys, too. I mean, Jay Cutler could have gone just about anywhere. He still would have been have a punchable face.
I'm trying to think of all time who I've.
Eli?
No. Eli Manning?
It's not punchable, but it is kind of an awkward face.
I don't get that at all.
I'm telling you, a lot of people would say Peyton has a punchable face. I mean, we can't see it because we are...
Because he's beautiful and he's the greatest quarterback who ever lived.
I was going to say biased, but that'll do as well. Like, I mean, it's just... There are a lot of people, I mean, opposing SEC fan bases, Tennessee fans who... Or fans from Tennessee who are like Titans fans or something. If you're a Texans fan, a Jaguars fan, you know, you played the Colts a lot or whatever, you probably don't have a lot of love for Peyton.
Nick Saban.
It's almost too easy.
I don't think he has a punchable face. It's just
I'd be scared of him.
He has a punchable personality.
He's like 5 foot two.
I'd be scared. He's like some black belt jujitsu in his downtime and.
I'd bust that old man in the head hard. He'd fall down and break his hip.
Okay.
You think you could take Nick Saban in a fight?
Beat the living crap out of him. He's a 67, 66-year-old man. He's like 5 foot four and weighs about 150.
He's in pretty good shape.
He'd probably look at you and you'd bow down, bend the knee.
Roll down tide.
That is probably the stupidest and most misguided thing you've ever assumed about me, that I would ever bend the knee to anybody from Alabama. That old state can go
Roll
to hell.
Down tide. Roll down tide.
I think he's got a real punchable face. He's got that pink hair he does, you know, his dye jobs that are really bad. It looks kind of pinkish by the time he gets to the bowl games. I don't know. Who's some all-time? SEC. Spurrier?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Hard to believe we made it this far without bringing up the old ball coach.
Because he's from the Tri. I think most people here, I still contend that we were cheated out of Steve Spurrier.
Tennessee was?
Yes. We were running the single wing. He should have been ours.
He did it to ourselves, man.
Did you imagine?
Probably have, what, 4 or 5 national championships?
Everything about Tennessee football would be different. I mean, that's for sure.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, nobody talk. I mean, he's the smack-talking king.
How about this one, Bear? Somebody writes in your guy, the owner of your team, Daniel Snyder.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Put
him on a team.
I like grab him by the back of the back of the collar and holler, hey, Russ, Trey, you want to come over and slap him?
I think even Daniel Snyder's kids think he has a punchable face.
Jerry Jones.
No, well, you don't know what his real face looks like anymore. He's had so much work done.
Rick Butler.
Oh!
Oh, God.
First of all, Rick Butler is not in sports. Second of all, he looks like he's about 12 years old. You can't take a cheap shot at him. It's just unfair. It's uncouth. It's uncalled for, and I won't stand for it.
And he's not here to defend himself.
Getting multiple votes now, both Chip and Eddie the Don say Stephen effing Pearl.
Oh, yeah.
Big time punchable face.
Y'all don't like Stephen Pearl.
And no, not Stephen Pearl. Stephen effing Pearl.
Those guys we were talking about the haircuts too. Those guys who take way too good care of their, it's like, dude, like, come on.
The one spending an hour.
Yeah.
Primping and preening.
Muschamp. Will Muschamp has a punchable face?
I wouldn't touch him.
Coach Crazy Eyes.
Pre-workout over my ass.
But here too, two different conversations. You can have a punchable face. I might not do it. I'll say Muschamp does have a punchable face. I'm not going to do it.
Will Wade is the one. Kirby. High five on that one, right? Yep. There you go.
Big time punchable face. Josh Pastner, big punchable face.
Kirby Smart?
No, I have a feeling he'd kill me.
Kirby?
Yeah.
Would it be inappropriate of me to point out? Do you know where I'm going with this?
Well, you asked.
I do, I think.
Where am I going with this, Bear? This is a strictly Caucasian-dominated list.
Oh, no, I thought you were going to go. I thought you were going to go into something else.
Y'all can have that one.
Oh, no, I'd like to bust James Franklin across the chops. Vanderbilt James Franklin, the one who scurried out of town when his team was implicated in a horrendous rape case.
One-sided list. Let's spread the love around.
Deion Sanders, as the case may be. Deion Sanders.
No.
Okay.
It's prime time, baby.
Prime time.
Were you getting ready to come to the defense of one James Franklin, Trey?
Yes, I was. I think James Franklin is a rabid man.
A rabid man?
What does that mean?
He can fight.
I'm not talking about that.
I mean, I don't know. I don't think it's a punchable face. It's really just like head that goes all the way down to chin. It's
got some punchable qualities. If he hadn't coached at Vanderbilt and he was just Penn State's James Franklin, he had gone from Maryland to Penn State and had never coached at Vandy, and we didn't have any sort of connection to him, and he was just this kind of Northeast guy that, like, would you still say that?
No, probably not. If you haven't coached in the SEC, you're probably not making this list.
He was the Bruce Pearl of football.
Yeah. I mean, there are a lot of similarities there.
And he was
had a lot of success where there wasn't success before. Good recruiter, got his fans involved, and was running a halfway house outside in as far as players that he was keeping, presiding over a completely corrupt program.
Vandenberg.
I mean, how many guys does he have in prison for the rest of their lives? Two or three?
Three, I think, as of now. One of them got 15. That was a crazy time living in Nashville covering that. Goodness gracious.
Noisewater gives a vote for Bryce Harper. If you're a Philadelphia Phillies, very punchable face. I would agree with that. That's a good one.
Eric Sharp said Kepka.
Alex Rodriguez.
At first, I'd rub it in some mud, and then I'd.
Roger Clemens. In baseball, there's a lot of punchable faces. Those guys don't wear face masks. You can see their faces.
I never thought Clemens had a – I thought he had a – he was kind of a jackass, but I didn't think he had a punchable face. I mean, there's something about a punchable face that's like you don't necessarily have to be a bad guy. It's just like you got a punchable face. I don't like his face. It's like you said about Megan Rapinoe. It's not necessarily a comment, and we probably shouldn't bring women into this because that always gets touchy, but you said it. I mean, I don't like her face.
There's certain people you don't like. I just don't like her face.
I think Urban Meyer would top the list for a lot of
people.
I was just excluding him.
I mean, it goes without saying, right?
Yeah, I do.
Has Florida ever had a football coach without a punchable face?
Probably Galen Hall.
I don't remember him, so I don't even know what he
looks
like.
Average everyday.
Ron Zook. I don't think it was a punchable face.
Oh, super punchable.
Yeah.
Spurrier, Zook. Who was after him? Was Muschamp? Meyer.
Meyer. Muschamp.
I mean, we could do this as just a rating of most punchable Florida faces of all time, really. Billy Donovan, to me, is just, oh, man.
Little Eddie Munster?
Yeah. Very punchable face.
I think he has ties to the mafia. I wouldn't mess with him.
Mike White. It's like a requirement down there. They don't hire you to be an athletics coach at Florida unless you have one of the most punchable faces of all time.
Yeah, I wouldn't touch Charlie Strong.
I don't find his face punchable.
Derek Mason, very punchable face. Because of that stupid vest he wears. Yeah, he trots around. Yeah.
Oh, just because he rode the pony. Don't get on to him.
Are you a Vanderbilt fan?
No. What in the world? No, you just...
That's how his mind works. If you defend it, if you express any sort of interest in any school that isn't Tennessee...
Don't you talk about Joe Moorhead at Mississippi State.
You just got a soft spot. You got a soft spot for Vanderbilt, I've noticed.
No. If anything, it would be covering Tim Corbin. That'd be about it.
You got a poster of Tim in your house?
No. Just really nice guy. about the only thing that came good out of that.
Mike in South Knoxville, Texan, says he would like to hit Tom Brady between the eyes with a croquet mallet.
Oh, we just hit a felony.
I give extra points for the croquet mallet.
Andrew part of Luck.
That. I'm stunned that he was able to use that as a reference.
Andrew Luck? Yeah.
No.
Not really.
He just looks like one of those Civil War reenactors.
Yeah.
South
I actually think he has kind of a lovable face.
I'd be afraid Sinceri would bite me.
He's a biter.
He's a crazy dude.
And Jordan Spieth was the other one. Somebody texted me.
Oh, there's probably a ton of golfers. We want to move on to the golf.
McIlroy? Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, they're like golfers, it might be.
Who's the guy with the pink driver?
Something, no offense to our golf loving portion of the audience, but there's just something about there's just something about golfers that lends itself to punchable.
Because they're like cake eating rich boys, because most of them are.
I wouldn't touch Vijay Singh.
Patrick Reed. Oh, Patrick Reed.
Yeah. He was a bulldog.
Eddie gets Georgia points too. So I mean, there's just
who's the guy who uses a pink driver?
It's not Bubba Watson, is it? Is it Bubba?
Bubba, yeah.
Bubba do? No.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Ooh. You don't like his hair that flows? To the right?
He's a good example. I don't like his face.
Okay.
All right. So we're wondering whether or not Rick Barnes is going to do anything with this extra scholarship that he has now that DJ Burns is gone.
Oh, goodness.
I think he needs to sit on it until
next
year.
Well, thank you to Brian, who just sent me this via Twitter. Jack Pilgrim from, I guess he's with the KSR crew up in Kentucky.
Yep.
2020 five-star center Enfali Dante.
Oh, wow.
How's that for a solid name for you? Enfali Dante. Says that reclassification to the 2019 class is still possible and that he's focusing on Kentucky, Oregon, LSU, and Tennessee.
In Tennessee, huh?
Five-star center.
Yeah, but you're doing the same thing you did with DJ.
That's true.
You know what I mean? Like you're bringing in another 17-year-old kid.
But he's a five-star, man.
Well, DJ was a four-star.
Yeah, five is better than four. Five-star. We going to turn down a five-star center because he's 17?
You're going to sit him for a year and a half?
No. I mean, a five-star, you're probably not going to sit him, right? Especially given our needs. I mean, this is a completely different situation than it was last year.
I would agree with that.
First of all, the prospect is better if we're just going by star rating. Never seen him play, but a five-star center, right? So the rating is higher. More importantly, though, the need is greater. Last year, we didn't need DJ Burns necessarily because we had so much depth in the post. We don't have that this year. So I don't know how legit the mutual interest is, if he's going to visit here, and it just says he's considering reclassifying. It's still a possibility. But we'll read up on Enfali Dante. I always give points to anybody who has an apostrophe in their first name, too. I like that.
Yeah, to add one of yours, Russell.
So
is it Russell?
That's something we'll keep an eye on. I don't know where this kid is from, what the deal is there. I will use this 3-minute commercial break, though, to do my research.
We do our research. Have you done your research?
And perhaps we'll have some more information for you when we continue here on The Drive, Fox Sports Knoxville. Stay with us.
The Drive.
Big guest coming up here in about half an hour or so.
I'm a little tingly.
You excited?
Yeah, could you not see me? I mean, if he hadn't been on Netflix and I just showed up at a station function with him, like it totally wouldn't surprise you.
You kind of look like him. Jason Brown.
Really?
Little bit.
Like we could be cousins or
little
brothers?
Little bit. Brothers.
We've got very similar vocabularies. Features. temperament.
I'll say physical features as well. Jason Brown, he was the head coach at Independence Community College in Kansas on Last Chance U last year. And you've heard us. I mean, we've been huge fans of that show since the first season 4 years ago. At East Mississippi Community College with Buddy Stevens and all those guys. We talk about it every summer. The new season of Last Chance U is released 1 week from today on Netflix.
No one else can next Friday.
Yeah, you can binge that next weekend. And if you watched last year, I mean, this dude is I mean, I guess he might be listening too, because we've tagged him in a number of tweets.
Oh, yeah.
I say this like he's a nut.
He's a nut, man.
He's a nut, man.
Wild man.
And he's a white dude from Compton, California, that became this.
I imagine he had to be fairly tough growing up in that environment.
Became a football coach, describes himself as an offensive savant, has a unique way of relating to young athletes, and is able to recruit really well to independents. He coached Emmett Gooden last year, who was one of the players who starred on that show. And so he's going to be on with us here in a little bit. He's got a book out.
Yep, coming out with a book.
And he will star in this upcoming season, which promises to be explosive. Did you guys see the trailer that came out a day or two ago?
Well, see, I followed their season, so I knew how bad it was. So then I was looking forward to the trailer, because it's probably going to show how bad it was.
Well, there's one that looked like he got in a fight during a game or something, like he had to be pulled away.
With who?
I don't know. It was just a real quick clip. You can go search out the trailer.
I'll do it at the top of the hour.
It's a teaser.
Yeah, he and it didn't go well. They were like 2-10 or something. I mean,
I think they won their first game and won their last game. That was it.
Yeah, so it's going to – you know it's going to be cringy and just a total train wreck and really good TV probably. So last chance you. We'll talk to Jason Brown about it. I'm not sure, like, you know, I was thinking about stuff to ask him, and I don't know how we're going to go with spoil alerts, because we know he's not there anymore. We can't. He's embroiled in an off the field legal dispute, which he cannot address. He's already told us, like, he can't talk about the stuff that's going on with him. So I don't know. Like,
I just mainly want to know about the guys from last year that we do know about, like Emmett, and what was the quarterback that you guys don't like?
Malik Henry.
Him and
I mean, y'all have to figure out, like, you know, what's it like coaching a team with a camera crew and a production staff just all around you all the time?
It's got to be really strange.
You're always mic'd up. Everything you say could potentially be used. I mean, it's mind-blowing. And also, the way – and probably, too, I'd like to know, okay, what are your thoughts now after you resigned? And left independence. Like, looking back on it now, doing anything different, doing things the same way.
Yeah.
Because we all know about the text message, allegedly, that was sent to the player.
No, we all don't.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, you do. We've talked about it before, where he said, I'm your new Hitler.
Yeah.
The kid was like German.
Really?
Yeah. You have talked about this with us before, multiple times, yes.
Yeah.
Wow. And so he was fired and sued and all this stuff. Also, in Last Chance U-related news, they are developing a scripted series.
Oh, no.
Based on Last Chance U with Courtney Cox. Remember her from Friends?
Oh,
she Monica from Friends? She's going to star in and executive produce. She's going to be playing the Brittany Wagner role of it. So it's going to be like a scripted drama.
I wasn't here. I was
We've
late that day.
We've already seen Friday Night Lights. I don't want to see this again.
Yeah, well, I mean, I guess that's the formula, right? That's what they're hoping to achieve is to be the Friday Night Lights was first of all, it was a great book by Buzz Bissinger back in the 1980s.
The book was incredible. The TV show was overrated.
You've never watched the TV
show. Dude, the TV show was good.
TV show was horrible. Amazing.
Oh my God.
So it was a book first, and then it was a movie with Billy Bob Thornton.
Yeah.
And my friend Bob Thomas was the voice, the radio guy in that movie.
Bob Thomas was?
Yeah.
Really?
And then the movie was really good. And the TV show, despite what Bear says, was spectacular. It's one of the greatest TV shows of the past 20 years or so.
I still go back and watch the TV show.
But that's got to be the formula, right? Is we're going to take this thing that people love, this real thing that actually happened, and turn it into a drama. And like, she's probably not going to – her character is probably not going to be Brittany Wagner, and is probably going to be a fictional
– Eric Taylor's wife. She was a counselor in the show.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like I imagine this is going to look a lot like it. And if it's got Courtney Cox –
I think it's a good idea.
If it's got Courtney Cox –
Of course you do.
It's going to be some, like
– It'll be horrible. Yeah. What's wrong? I just like the real thing.
I mean, why can't you like both?
Probably wouldn't.
I just think they went and found Courtney Cox.
Have you watched All American yet on Netflix?
No, what's that?
What's that one?
It's some other, I think it's like a a based on a true story kind of deal.
I watched Tim Tebow's movie, Run the Race.
Was that on Hallmark?
No, it was released in theaters.
Really? You actually went to a theater?
No, I didn't watch it at a theater.
Oh, that's right.
He doesn't. That's right. Trey doesn't go to movies. Man, he gets upset to him. The movie comes to Trey.
No.
Trey's a Blackbeard of watching movies.
This one was the pirate. Yeah, this one was it came on Prime. I think it was. I think we watched it on Prime. Pretty good movie. He was a producer on it with his brother.
So I'm looking forward to talking to Jason Brown coming up here in a few minutes. Stay tuned. Again, he'll be joining here about half an hour or so on Fan Run Radio. Run out, tell a friend real quick. Also, we got What You Talk About
Day
coming
five.
Up. Day five, our fifth of nine places. So we're past the halfway point.
After today,
we'll only have four more spots to give.
So who do we have?
Week.
We've got Marsh, Alex, Douglas.
A to Z.
A to Z is going to call back in, he says, and then that mouth breather, Matty Ice.
Whoa.
Dang.
Wow.
I mean, feel like that was completely uncalled for. Not even a cheap shot. That was just wrong.
Just mean. Just straight mean.
It's so mean. What you talk about today, 5 o'clock. And so we're going to do four next week. Are we just going to take Friday off?
Yeah. That'll be a day where we reset it for everything.
Day of
for
rest.
For the championship round.
Why don't you take Tuesday off, because that's when Tennessee and all the players and Jeremy Pruitt are going to be speaking, and then finish up on Friday.
The reason it's Friday, we need a day before it starts. Just going on past what you're talking about, contests, I like to
– There's something that could happen, and
we need that cushion.
Yeah. That's probably true. And then the week after, three rounds, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday of Champions League.
Yeah. And then
the championship
Thursday.
On Thursday.
Yeah.
So the championship is 2 weeks from yesterday?
Yes.
Okay.
Wow.
There can be only one.
This is getting intense.
It's like Highlander. All right. So stay tuned for your cue to call coming up in hour number three to get on What You Talking About. And we still got a lot to get to here this afternoon on the show.
So real quick, I want to jump back to it. I just want your guys' opinions. Do you think Grayson Allen is pretty much ruined any shot he had?
Yeah. What is he really good at? I mean,
last night. He was outmatched.
Well, it's
by a rookie.
I think he's going to go the Marshall Henderson route. Honestly, he's going to go play overseas.
I do think in sports, it's the same conversation we have about Kaepernick. Is does your talent and skill and gift and potential as a player outweigh whatever baggage you might or perceive to bring with you? And with him, I don't think he's good enough. Like, this stuff doesn't help him. I don't know what he did last year with the Jazz because I didn't really follow them. I don't know if he made much of an impact.
I don't think he played very much.
So it's one of those things where, like, if you're fighting for that 12th or 13th spot on the roster, that might make it a little bit easier for the Grizzlies to say, we're good.
You got ejected in a summer league game.
You got fired on your day off, bro.
Right. That's hard to do. So, yes, he's done, and his agent is making multiple calls to teams in Lithuania, Iraq, Brazil.
I played in a church league about 20 years ago or so, and our coach would get thrown out of numerous games.
Really?
Yeah.
I got thrown out of like four or five CYO games when I was little, like third, fourth grade. I started cussing early.
You were cursing the
– Yeah, the referee.
The referee?
Yeah.
It was like a – 5-year-old?
No, I mean, I'd have been like 8 at the time.
What the hell's wrong with you?
I don't know. I mean,
you should have been reffing that game. You'd have learned some new words.
I did. My mom would leave the gym, you know, then my dad would come over the bench. You know, you can't do that, son. I'm like, yeah, I know.
I
was the big
kid. I
mean,
I'm not coming after your parents or anything, Trey, but –
Oh, it wasn't the parents' fault.
Like a little bit.
You have to watch too many.
I'll tell you, like, if I'd been running my, if I had cursed out an official in fifth grade rec league, my dad's foot would have been so far up my rear end.
Well, it was. You get the spanking when you get in the car and you get in trouble and stuff like that, but he wasn't going to do it in public.
Spanking.
Like the referee.
Oh, my dad would have walked right out there into the middle of the court, took me across his knee, put my ass bare, you know, cheeks exposed for everybody in the gym, and just bam! 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 Oh man! Yeah. Till
my
I cried.
House, it would have been a beating. You don't talk about it. We didn't.
Trey, what's wrong with you, man?
The referee would call one foul. I'd get pissed off at it. I would argue with it, and he'd tee me up.
So what's worse, the fact my church league coach getting routinely thrown out of games, or 9-year-old Trey Wallace cursing the official in rec league basketball?
Well, mine was Catholic youth organization.
Wow.
Learn a lot about the dark side, dark inner workings of Trey Wallace. Stay with us, Tyler or Parker. We'll have your top four at four coming up next, right here on Fan Run Radio.